We're joined now by Dr. James Gordon, Harvard-educated psychiatrist, former researcher at the National Institute of Mental Health and chairman of the White House Commission on Complementary and Alternative Medicine Policy. He's a clinical professor of psychiatry and family medicine at Georgetown Medical School. His book is The Transformation, Discovering Wholeness and Healing After Trauma, and this is appropriate on this day. There was never more trauma in our country than there was 18 years ago, and General Honoré reflected on that. But James Gordon, Dr. Gordon, what about trauma and how we come back from it? It's something that is easier said than done, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think one of the important things to understand is that trauma comes to all of us sooner or later. And there are the obvious examples of the hurricanes and mass shootings, which of course are acute and overwhelming, but we're all going to face trauma sooner or later in our lives, if not early in life. And as we, if we're fortunate enough to grow old, we deal with frailty and loss of people we love and our own impending death. So it's really important that we understand that trauma is a part of our lives and that we learn how to deal with it and that we accept it as part of our lives and not look at it as something that just happens to other people or just occasionally.
We hear much about post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Is this overused or is it something that is common when a person goes through a traumatic event?
Well, you know, the diagnosis itself may be affect perhaps as many as 5 to 8% of people, the higher number. And then in military, people who've been deployed, the numbers may be up to 15 to 17%. But post-traumatic stress, where you have some of the symptoms of trauma, where you're anxious and agitated and worried and you can't focus and you feel shut down emotionally and can't connect with other people, that's much, much more widespread. And, you know, I think a lot of times people are experiencing things and they don't understand, well, why am I feeling this way? And you can trace it back to traumatic events that have happened to them. Maybe an assault that happened, maybe a divorce. And in this climate, as you suggested when you were introducing me, I think we're all so much more exposed to these overwhelming and frankly terrifying events, so that many kids now are very anxious about going to school. And it's not because they're worried so much about their grades. They're quite literally worried about their physical safety because of the school shootings. So it's become more and more a part of our general experience. I don't know if the numbers of people with diagnosable PTSD, which implies a lack of functionality, as well as those symptoms, has gone up, but certainly post-traumatic stress seems to be much higher right now.
We're visiting with Dr. James S. Gordon, the author of The Transformation, Discovering Wholeness and Healing After Trauma. He's also the author of 10 previous books, and he has been on many of the major entities in American journalism, 60 Minutes Today, Good Morning America. He's been on them all, Nightline. And he is with us right now. And he and his 130 international faculty that are involved with the Center for Mind-Body Medicine have brought a program to populations as diverse as refugees from wars in the Balkans, the Middle East, and Africa, New York City firefighters who were involved in 9/11. How effective is this program that you have devised in addressing traumatic events?
The program is actually quite effective. We've published a number of studies, and in those studies, which are primarily on populations devastated by war in Kosovo and Gaza, 80% of the children and adults who do the program, the same program that I describe in detail in The Transformation, 80% of those with post-traumatic stress disorder who do that program no longer qualify for the diagnosis after 11 weeks or 12 weeks of participating in our groups. So the program's quite effective. We use techniques that are very practical, simple, that reverse the psychological and biological changes that come with trauma, and not only help people feel more balanced and calmer and more able to cope with the world, but also show them the possibilities that are there. Because aside from being devastating, the way trauma turns us upside down and inside out also very often can offer us new possibilities in our lives, what the psychologists now are calling post-traumatic growth. That is, that we can become more generous, more thoughtful, more compassionate toward other people, that we can find greater meaning and purpose in our lives if we can are able to go through the kind of gauntlet, the kind of challenge that trauma offers, and come through it on the other side. And I think this is really important, and this is part of this is really understood by all of the world's religious traditions, as well as indigenous people around the world, but trauma actually is the school in which wisdom can grow. One of the things I wanted to add to the description of places where we work is ever since Katrina, we've been working in southern Louisiana, in both New Orleans and Baton Rouge. We have quite significant programs that are working with people in both of those communities.
The book includes some thoughts about how people may respond to trauma differently, and you have a chapter titled Reading the Leaves on Your Family Tree. Are we all susceptible to what comes before us in the way that we handle trauma?
Yeah, I mean, this is really interesting, and the science is new. The understanding is very old. I mean, it's in the Bible about the sins of the fathers being visited on the children and the grandchildren. But now we know scientifically that if trauma has happened to your grandparents, it may have made what are called epigenetic changes, changes in the way the genes on our chromosomes work. It's not a change in the structure of the genes, like the mutations that we learned about in science class, but there are changes in the chromosomes that make the genes that help us deal with stress work less well. And those changes can be passed on from the grandparent to the parent, the child. And there's been research done in animals and also research on Holocaust survivors. So the grandchildren of Holocaust survivors who didn't even grow up with their grandparents or their parents, they were adopted out, for example, to another family, have the same vulnerability to stress, the same change in their chromosomes that the grandparents had. So yes, that trauma can be passed on from one generation to the next. On the other hand, the techniques that I teach in the transformation, the basic techniques of balancing your mind and body with slow, deep breathing, using active physical exercise, using your imagination, those changes, plus having the support of other people, can reverse the changes in the genes and help us to become, once again, resilient, and perhaps even more resilient than we ever were before.
You have something as part of the program, the trauma healing diet. What we eat affects how we think and how we feel, doesn't it?
It does, and that's unfortunately, I mean, that nobody has really paid too much attention to that before. But there's a chapter in the book explaining that trauma disrupts our digestion as surely as it disrupts the way we think and the way we feel and the way we relate to other people. So that we're simply not digesting food as well as we have been before. We're not able to assimilate nutrients, even if we eat good food. Often our intestine becomes damaged, and substances that shouldn't be in our bloodstream, molecules are leaking across our gut. It's called leaky gut, and they're going into our bloodstream, and they're causing inflammation, for example, in our brain, which may be making us more anxious or more depressed. And also, trauma affects the microbiome, all those trillions of bacteria that live in our gut. And the healthy bacteria in the microbiome are sending good messages back to our brain, helping our brain to repair.
The book is The Transformation from Dr. James Gordon. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial.